Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Reverse Cowboy.
What's it called? This
it's fucking mad. Kikuchi.
Kikuchi sounds.
Honestly,
like...
swear. Fucking Google it. K-I-K-U-C-H-I.
You look a bit like a Japanese woman.
Yeah, it's in rare cases. It's found in like Japanese women, and what I've somehow contracted this disease. It's this syndrome. About 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I just started feeling ill, like really ill and tired, and I couldn't look at light. I didn't want any light, and I just felt fucking fucked, and I had this little lump under my arm, like this little hard lump under my armpit. So they cut it out, and then they did a biopsy or whatever on it. And yeah,
what was it?
Kikuchi syndrome.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I googled it once and thought, God, that's mad that I've got that. And then that's it.
You are a Japanese woman.
Yeah, Japanese warrior. Maybe.
Kikuchi is a sushi restaurant in London.
So the geezer was having a laugh. It's just
Fujimoto disease.
Yeah, that one.
The rare benign self-limiting inflammatory lymphadenitis. Yeah. Yes, it's in
there
the lymph node.
Fancy that.
Develops in young patients and initially described in Asian populations.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's, you got a little...
Maybe I exaggerate a bit, Japanese women.
It's infectious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Stay back. Well, I don't think I've given it to anyone yet.
Well...
How do you infect?
I don't know.
Gay
sex.
Farting on them. Spraying.
Yeah. Spraying at your ass.
Yeah, spitting. Because I don't know if there are any regular listeners, or maybe first timers, but I can actually spit out of my ass.
You told everyone again last
week.
So how's your week been, mate?
It's been all right until this morning, and I got an assortment of parking fines and going over bridge fines. I got 3 letters... All of them, yeah, cunt, bollocks, so that give me a hump, but yeah.
Cunts, aren't they?
Apart from that, fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
How are you?
Not the best. Bad news, worst news, then sad news, then just cunts, but then...
Oh, you want to stop watching EastEnders, man?
Yeah, I heard from my old mate Hugh's had a rough week, and he's been on the phone to me upset, and, you know...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he did, you know, he gave me a lot of money over the years,
so he's been
a really good mate.
Cancels it out.
Yeah, he's been a good mate, yeah.
Yeah, payback time.
I'd rather make a joke about a news presenter's bottom than talk about my own feelings.
Oh, are we talking about H?
Yeah.
We've got to talk about H.
You, big H, yeah.
Are you risking it now? You're calling him Hugh? I don't know who you're on about. I'm just saying H.
Yeah, but then H from Steps is going to get bricks through his window
That's
again
true.
Like he did when Ian Watkins got done.
That's true, yeah.
H has had enough.
So basically what I've noticed online, particularly this morning since his wife's come out and said, oh, he's in a mental health hospital, you know, people are actually fucking defending this guy. And I've seen a couple of people. I'll give you a great example. Basically, loads of bags like, oh, I just hope everyone on all sides of this, like the Holly Willoughby defence, that speech. They're saying, I hope everyone on all sides of this is okay. Hugh's clearly not well right now. But, well, yeah, fucking right, he's not well. I'll give you another example. You know that other podcast I went on, that Dead Men Talking?
Yeah.
this podcast is like Frankie Boyle on acid, yeah? It's like they make jokes about anything. Hey, guys, so what's the best way to kill a dead baby? You know, like silly fucking rugby boy humour, just stupid shit. And then the main geezer from it today has tweeted, I'm just not going to make a joke about this Hugh thing. It's too, it's just too sad.
Yeah,
and I thought, what? Too sad?
About a dead baby.
Yeah, dead baby's not sad enough. But what I will say is, I'm also fully aware that they bury bad news behind it. This runs as a storyline and it's convenient for everyone, right? For a week, I get it. But it's got to a point now where you can't take the piss out of dirty old men who are the greatest thing in the world to take the piss out of.
Yeah,
they're funny. It's gold. If you can't take the piss out of the mythological dirty old man, then where the fuck are we?
I think you should take the piss out of pretty much everything because it takes the power away from it. But the thing that I think people seem to be pissed off about, which I've not read enough into it, is that the Sun newspaper presented the story, it seems, very differently than they chose certain facts or certain
Monkey see, monkey do. Yeah, Sundays. You know what I mean? Sun.
But now the official word is that he's not done anything. Illegal. All he's done is a bit naughty.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, this is what I was going to go on to say.
Yeah,
he's a dirty old man, and if you can't take the piss out of dirty old men, then where the fuck are we? But that's all he is.
Yeah.
He's a dirty old man, right?
Yeah, he's not actually broken any law.
He's not a Jimmy Savile. He's not a serial killer. He's not a paedophile.
He's not even a Schofield because he didn't meet this person.
He's not even a fucking Schofield.
No, and he didn't groom him from being 12.
But the bigger question is, yes, he's a dirty old man and we've all got access to him because we all recognise him off the telly every night and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But he is just a drop in the ocean. He is a grain of sand in a great big desert beach
of dirty old men.
Lying in these young birds' pockets, literally wanking their heads off, spunking their kids' inheritance into thin air.
Why can't they, though?
No, but they are.
Why can't they, though?
If
you're an old man and you've got no happiness, why can't you have a wank over someone on OnlyFans?
Well, you can if you want, but listen, don't kid yourself. The pay pig is the saddest fucking pig of all.
Yeah, it's
the pay pig
sad.
Needs to be not stroked. The pay pig should be
roasted.
If you can't take the piss out of a pay pig, then where the fuck are we, man? I mean, who pays for porn? There's so much of it just like that. Who the fuck? And I'll tell you
the
what.
The sad aspect of the story, it seems, is that Hugh, whatever he's called, what's his fucking surname? I can't remember. Hugh
Edwards.
Edwards, sorry, yeah. See, I know his face because he's been on television for 50 years or something, but I still didn't really know who he was. But then you read about it, and he's a devout Christian, so he's obviously a closeted gay man who's never been able to come out because of it.
It's a woman, it's a girl.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's a...
It's a young boy.
Oh, how do you know?
Because that's what's all over the news. It's a young lad.
It takes one to know one.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's a young lad because he's closeted gay man.
Regardless. No, but do you know what?
I know, but listen, that's kind of sad that it's weird that he's chosen like a really young twink. But then at the same time, who gives a fuck?
No, but yeah.
And the young lad does it. The young lad's come out and said, it's fine, leave him alone. He's come out and gone, it's not me.
Hugh's fucking sent the boys round.
Hugh
sent Trevor McDonald knocking on the...
he said, it's his mum and his stepdad who are grifting, trying to get money out of the story. They've sold the story to the... And he's saying, leave you alone. He's not done anything wrong.
Yeah, because he wants more money. But the next round...
Oh, fair play to
him. You know that's just a teaser. The next round of Hugh picks are going to be fire.
Why would you, if you're a Daily News presenter, to ever take a photo of yourself with your arsehole out?
It's not even arsehole. It's like soft.
Why would you do it?
It's like soft over the shoulder porn, isn't it?
Like being horny has got a lot to answer for, isn't it?
No, but it's not.
It's so funny.
What I like about it is he's got a bit of newsreader decorum about
it. His face still looks like...
It's not a dick selfie. It's not a boner. It's a cheeky side-on bum shot with a...
And he's still got this, like, suit on top.
Yeah, a power play.
The funniest thing is that he's the person who announced to the world that the Queen had died, isn't he?
Yeah, well...
He's the person... So now that's an iconic, historic moment, that.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to delete that now. He's going to be tarnished, isn't he?
That's what I mean. Naturally, you just file them away. Leslie, Paul Ross, Naughty Michael people. Barrymore, Boy George, you know what I mean?
Drowned a boy, bummed him and drowned him.
Well, this is it. there's various degrees of getting cancelled. And as you know, now you can get cancelled for fuck all. So now you can get cancelled just for giving a crackhead 35 grand.
The thing is, though, we don't know what's got really gone on in this story at all, because we've been fed all this like information by the Sun, who are completely untrustworthy.
Because that Hugh Edwards is like a virtue-signalling kind of lefty guy.
I know, the left have come out going like, you know...
Oh, fucking don't believe anything you read in the fucking Sun.
Yeah, I get it, but it's pathetic.
Yeah, but if that was Piers Morgan...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same story, Piers Morgan. No,
like, Owen Jones won't be coming out going,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going like, leave him alone, the Sun are going to have to pay damages for what they've done to Hugh.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
I get it, I see that as well. And you know, and they annoy me, those people, because none of us know the story. He could have been just really harmless, this whole thing. It could have just been like him.
No, but
just,
this should be a lesson. The way people are disgusted and mugging him off and taking the piss out of him, this needs to be a lesson. And the thing is, when I say you're letting the OnlyFans girls off lightly when you say, who fucking pays for porn? Who pays for OnlyFans? Because it's not porn. You're paying for some form of relationship with that person. They're,
yeah, they're they have a conversation.
Teasing that fucking money out of your wallet. Yeah. So it is 21st century streetwalking.
Well, so what?
Whatever.
If I could make,
no, so what?
If I
do
could
it.
Make 50 quid every 10 minutes or whatever, talking to an old man on the internet, I'd fucking do it all day.
Same here.
I'd show him my arse.
I bet you would.
I would.
But same here.
Hugh, if you're listening,
no, but listen,
I will do it.
Yeah, exactly.
For the whole lot for a grand.
And it was a central arse shot. No,
yeah, and, like, I'll Photoshop it so it looks as good as that young boy's. But honestly,
and I'll wear a blazer.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want, mate.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you know if you swallow one of those little round watch batteries, it burns through your esophagus in minutes?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's another prank for you. If you don't like someone, just put a little watch battery in the sandwich.
Yeah, that's not a prank, mate. That's a fucking GBH charge.
No, it says you tried to change someone's like biological sex with a drug.
Well, what? We still don't know.
Lol.
We still don't know what charge that is, so I don't actually know.
I think
which,
that's assault.
I don't, yeah, exactly. It's common assault. I'll take that. For change my mate's gender overnight with hormone pills. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll take that. Assault charge.
Have you got any favourite old men?
Favourite old men?
Sorry, favourite dirty old men.
What the fuck? Favourite,
I was reading.
Favourite dirty old men?
Sorry, yeah. Not a favourite old man.
Favourite
what, have you got any favourite old men?
Yeah, Wayne Lineker, yeah. But favourite dirty old men?
Yeah.
Favourite dirty old men?
I've got a couple.
Yeah, go on, I'll hear yours first.
I forgot what he's called, let me find him here, but... He's a Canadian guy, and he has these things called tit cups, and he's got he has slut tattooed on his belly, and he's got tattoos all over his head.
I've seen him. Yeah, bald fella.
Yeah, and he has these like things he's made out of like 2 liter bottles cut off, and they like use them as a vacuum to turn his chest into tits, and he goes, "Just getting my tit cups off."
I've seen
he takes
him.
Them off. Yeah, he goes, "Little piggy," it's like all the time, but he's out and proud, a dirty old man. He loves it, and he's not doing any harm.
Listen, yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, I suppose so. Just do what you fucking want that makes you happy, innit?
I don't think he's hurting anyone.
No, but he's...
Norman Summerton.
He's not, but I'm still allowed to take the piss out of him.
Yeah, we are doing right now.
I mean...
But, no, he's all right. He's not done anything wrong.
He's not done anything wrong.
He said, call me Pig. Pig lives to serve. I worship in a bale, superior women. He's put his mobile number on it.
Yeah,
and his email address.
We've got his number there.
Yeah,
just ring him.
Ring him now.
Where is he? Where is he? America,
Canada,
yeah?
I think.
Fuck me, the home of the loony.
Let's call him up now. Norman Summerton, he's calling.
Canada's overtook America. Go on, 001. What's the number?
403.
403.
880.
Yeah.
1098.
Okay.
Norman Summerton.
Sounds like a Simpsons character.
He does, doesn't he? People. Here he is. I love this man. People. Here he is. Norman Summerton. Here's his number and his Gmail. Facebook Norman Summerton.
Facebook Norman.
1403-880-1098. Let's have a listen.
There you go. Come on, Norm. Come on, Normski.
Pig, he likes to be called.
Hey, Piggy. Piggy.
Calgary is.
Calgary. Oh, he's obviously feeding or sleeping. Getting milked.
Pig mail. He put pig mail for his email address.
All right. Good number to have, though. Good that we've got his number.
Yeah.
Hey, Norm.
Oh, shit. That's not
him. I'll leave a message. I'll leave a message.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Get the email. Hey, Todd is Norm Hamilton, pig guy. Could you give me a call back, please? No, what's my email?
Norm957.
Norm957.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
For fuck's sake. He's going to be ringing me up later, isn't he?
What,
who's that then? That's a different
number. That's Todd Hamilton from PKR. PKR.
That's exactly for the middle of the night.
PKR car finance.
I might have said this before, but when I was a kid, one of my friends, he found out that if you dialed 0800-867 and four digits, you could get through to random numbers abroad.
Can you?
Yeah, I don't know if you still can, but we used to go to the payphone, and we'd go 0800-967 it was, and then any four digits, and you get put through to random numbers in America. And like someone would answer, and they'd be like, "Hey, it's Jenny," and you'd be like, "All right." And if you just start chatting away to them, and we ended up making friends with this woman who worked at a shoe factory called Wolverine Worldwide. We'd ring her every night. She'd be like, "Hey, boys," and then. It was fucking hilarious.
Well, it was a really good time. What was her name?
I don't know. Jeannie, or something, maybe.
Get back in touch with her.
I can't remember. She was just dead nice, and we told her what was
Wolverine
going on.
Wolverine Worldwide, though.
I just think it's shoes.
They've got to make fleeces or something, don't they?
Yeah, like once. We went, and it went to just random guy's number. My mate Phil went, "Sir, it's the city hospital." And he was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm afraid your wife's dead." This guy was like, "What?" He's like, "There's been an accident." He's like, "Oh my God." And then Phil just put the phone down. And we just went, "Oh no." Like, he could see that he what for
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that's not nice. That's
There's teenagers, isn't it?
I saw a simple one the other day, a simple prank where a geezer selling a bed. And the fella's just rung him up and said, "I'm ringing you about the leather Ottoman bed." And the geezer goes, "Yeah, yeah." And he goes, "Well, I was just wondering if I could bang you on it."
What did he say?
I don't know, the phone kind of goes down. It's more his mate's laughing in the background. You know when a little giggle in a video sets you off, doesn't it? Just the way he said it. Fucking so good, isn't it? Inquiring about a bed. But yeah, man, I've just been rock rolling with the punches, mate. Yeah, no. Not that you asked.
The other day. I was doing some work, delivering this thing for someone, and then knocked on this woman's door to deliver this thing. And she was like, "Do you want to meet my mum?" And I was like, "What?" Taken aback. And I was like, "I don't have time to chat, mate. I've got to go home." And without saying anything, she just pulls out a fucking urn in front of me.
What?
Like that. "Do you want to meet my mum?" And she's looking at me.
Wacky sense of humour.
I was just like, "Oh, for fuck's sake." I seem to attract these fucking lunatics. So yeah, I went, bye. And swore down. Reverse cowboy. What else have we got to say about Dirty Old Men?
Dirty Old Men, well, first of all, I'd like to create a football team of Dirty Old Men. And it's a pretty unbeatable 11.
I'm not very good at football, but I am a Dirty Old Man.
You're not in it. No, you are in it. Actually. Oh, you can be in it.
I'll be manager.
Be a sub. You can be a manager. So it's Boy George in goal. Right. Flat back four. So I was thinking John Leslie.
John Leslie's just a rapist. That's not a Dirty Old Man. He just raped someone who's the same age as him. That's just like a fucking psychopath rapist.
That is the definition of a Dirty Old Man, surely.
No, a dirty old man.
Dirty old man's
someone
cheeky.
Like Norman's not doing anything. He's just messing around having fun.
Oh, it's a cheeky phrase.
It's not a paedophile, and it's not a rapist. It's not a sex criminal. It's just someone who's old and horny.
Yeah. Richard Keys.
Yeah, him. Right. Yeah. He's married his daughter's best mate.
It's a five-a-side team then, all right. Richard Keys and Andy Gray up front.
Yeah.
Hugh Edwards in the middle.
Yeah.
Boy George in goal.
Yeah,
he's Is he qualified, dirty old man?
Right, he's a dirty old man.
He killed anyone, is he?
No, but he's a dirty old man.
He's a dirty old man. And up front, do you want to go up front?
I've not reached the sugar daddy stage of my life. I can't afford to pay young boys and girls to show me their bottoms,
would
sadly.
Would you really,
because you can look at them for free if you want to.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So these sad cunts are actually paying for the kind of companionship and the feeling.
Well, it is sad, though, isn't it? That's the word. It's sad.
It's not sad. It's pathetic. Sad. He's like babies dying and like them diseases where people are in chronic pain. That's sad. Well, it's not sad. It's just a dirty old man.
It's Hugh's money and he will spend it out.
Yeah, but it's not sad. Let's just remove that word from the
corporation. It's sad that old guys are still closeted and they end up behaving like stupid idiots. Reverse cowboy. So, another dirty old man story.
Go on,
my mate Lindsay, who I used to live with in student halls, she was sounds
like Boat Lins.
Little scouse bird. And she told us that before uni or in like holidays, I mean, she was working in like an old folks home. And there's all these, you know, people with dementia and other different things that they're just like bedbound. Yeah. And anyway, there was this one called Reg who was a notorious dirty old man. And he had such skill, a bit like those monkeys we were talking about last week, that he was like, "Lindsay, come here, quick, come here." And she was like, "Hang on a minute.
Get here."
And he's going, "Get here, Lindsay, get here." And then just as she came over, he's like, "Come a bit closer, come a bit closer." He whipped the duvet back and jizzed on her.
Really?
Yeah. One, impressive for an old man to still have that jizz power.
Yeah.
And he timed it beautifully. And he went,
"It's revolting, like a witch."
Yeah, and she was only about 21 or something. Well, she told me, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then I think she just decided to laugh at it. But he got moved out of there and like went to like old man jail or something. I don't know, horny old man home.
Yeah, it's not a jail, is it? It's a
kind of is, but yeah,
it's like a cocoon style kind of amusement park. Talking of cocoon style amusement parks, I went to a Dreamland in Margate on Sunday.
Oh, what's it like?
It was all right, but it pissed down all day, so it was shit.
That's not good.
Yeah, it was shit. It was like a kids' rave, jungle fucking rave for kids, believe it or not.
Did the kids like it?
Not really, because it's like...
Jungle
like,
music?
Yeah.
It's a bit heavy for a kid.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Like, but it was like Elro, a bit like Elro, them Elro, you know, and old streamers in the air and dinosaurs walking around and...
Sounds like hell.
Yeah, no, it was good. I liked it more than she did. I took both my kids. He's only one, he didn't care. Because it was raining, it was just mayhem. It wasn't a dream, but I'm going back. I'm going...
Nightmare land.
I'm going, the streets is doing Dreamland.
Oh, that'd be good.
Streets.
It's a good venue, supposedly.
Yeah, it is. My mate is the manager there, like the events manager thing.
I nearly went to the Queens of Stone Age one the other week, but then I thought, I'm feeling a bit too anxious for that kind of environment.
Yeah, your mate's
with
the Queen, aren't you? This cunt knows everyone.
No, don't know Carl Vorderman. I'd bloody love to.
Reverse Cowboy. You're 40...
I'm 48 now.
Oh, you're 48, are you?
No.
I was going to say, you don't know, they're over 47.
No, I'm not 48. Oh. I'm not telling anyone my real age.
Me neither.
I had to live life in the shadows.
You're only as old as you feel, right?
I feel about 150.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm 41 and proud. Out and proud about being 41. Nothing else.
Yeah, you look good for it, mate.
I don't. I looked good for 36, and these last 5 years have just absolutely screw-banged me because I didn't have the vaccine. I didn't inject myself with all that fucking shit you lot did.
And that's why you've declined in the last 5 years. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I might look worse, but I guarantee I'm going to live longer.
Well, I don't want to live longer. It's fucking horrible.
True, I watched a documentary about what happens if you get nuked the other day.
It's not nice, is it?
No, but it is nice knowing that I live close enough to London to just die instantly. It's all you lot. You lot are going to... like.
I live close to London again now.
You don't want to live in Dartford or somewhere because the next few days are going to be hell.
Have you seen that TV show called Threads from the 80s?
Television show. Television programme.
On the television.
I taped it.
Oh, your video tape.
Have you taped it?
Oh, I'd love to.
Lyndon, have you taped it? Give him the VHS.
Threads, I think it's called, from the 80s. You know, in the 80s, there was this massive threat of nuclear war.
Cold War, yeah.
And it was all in, you know, it was on everyone's minds.
Yeah.
So they made a TV show, a very realistic documentary called Threads, set in Sheffield, where a nuclear bomb hits Sheffield. And it's
I think I'll remember
it's
it.
It's horrible,
not,
actually.
Not remember it, but I think I've heard of it.
It's really quite...
It's grim, yeah.
It floors you. Like, you watch it, because it... And it's even... You know, it's the 80s, so the effects aren't that good, but feels really real.
It
feels so real, though.
What I'm saying is, don't worry about that. Just you live close enough for it to just be, boom, we're all gone, yeah? Don't move to Margate. Don't move to Blackpool. Not that anyone would move to Blackpool, but do you know what I mean? Don't try and escape it, because once that nuke lands, there's no food trucks running about. You're just going to starve to death anyway. You're just going to see burning people.
I've said it before, but I want to get a syringe of ready, prepared smack in one of those glass break in emergency cabinets on the wall. Smash that and smack myself up as the mushroom cloud comes.
That's not a bad idea.
It'd be fucking lovely.
Because you said that before, but, and then I was like, yeah, but you don't get that long, and but you do. You get about 15-minute warning.
Yeah, you'd be like,
but then there was a fake warning, weren't there, in Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's what the documentary was about. And I said to my missus, I said, imagine how many people killed themselves.
I bet they did.
Because it was panic. One bloke was saying he's got one kid and another kid and they're running to this big building like in the hope that that will shelter them a bit. But this is the reality. This is how people would turn in a heartbeat. Mm. The reality was he's got a kid there and a kid there, a boy and a girl, running towards this place and there's all people. You're not coming in. There's no room here. There's no room.
Oh, yeah.
That's
selfish,
a real testimony.
Evil shit comes in.
Yeah, obviously the nuke didn't happen, but that's what would happen.
It's the boats at Titanic, innit?
But I guarantee you'd still get people looting. You'd still get some silly fuckers out there with the loo rolls on their head. There's two signs, the end of the world, yeah? Mm. One is all the birds in the sky flying in one direction.
Right.
That means something's happening over there, exactly. The second sign is everyone running about with loo rolls on their heads. Well, I don't know why people do it. I don't know why that becomes such an important commodity.
Wiping your arse isn't going to be the top of your list when your skin's falling off.
Exactly. Wiping your skin would be the main one.
I suppose, yeah, maybe you just need to do that. Did you hear about this really fat woman who, she was so fat in America, she fused to her sofa, right? And like they've airlifted her out. They have to get the sofa with her because her skin's fused with the sofa fabric.
Oh, wow.
And then they've tried to detach her from the sofa and she's died because like they've lost all the blood. because she was just became
human
part sofa. Yeah, she was a sofa person. Like, she
melted into the sofa.
Yeah,
I've seen them documentaries before where they like they'll lift a fucking flap of skin up in it and have like a TV Times in it from 1988 under the floor. Oh, I forgot about that. I knew I lost that somewhere. Imagine,
and they said that they had to like fumigate the house to get in there because the stench was so bad.
I bet.
She just.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dank. Talking of dirty old men, that's the whole reason I realised a bit ago why men have sheds, isn't it? They're just going there to wank masturbatoriums.
No, I don't wank in my shed. I've never had a wank in my shed.
Bullshit.
Never had a wank in my shed.
Bullshit.
Never in my life had a wank in my shed.
Do you mean your neon palace room?
Yeah, my neon palace. I've never had a wank in there.
Why not?
In case I get caught.
Well, you're in there late at night on your own sometimes.
Yeah, mate. No, I've never had a wank in the shed. No way. I could only...
No, but
like,
that's why...
Shame.
No, but that's why old men have sheds. You know those men who are broken? I'm going to put it out there. By their wives.
Yeah, yeah.
My stepdad. My mum's a lovely person, but fucking hell, she's broken him down.
Yeah.
You know, she just has over the years, and he's just like, oh... He's just like, whatever she wants. I'll paint the house, whatever she wants, do anything. Just needs a break. Goes in his shed. He's got black and white telly in there, I think. Watches a bit of telly.
Kids,
drinks whiskey. Eats peanuts. You know, and that's it. And I mean, I don't know if he does, but I hope not. I don't want to think about him as stepdad wanking, actually. But men do.
I don't care about the wanking. I'm more interested in watching a black and white telly.
He's like that. He's an odd man. He watches war films and stuff like that. But yeah, he's a lovely man, but quite old-fashioned.
Very old-fashioned.
He's a lot younger than my mum as well. My mum's like basically Hugh Edwards stim. Mentally a very old man.
Yeah.
When I was with the BDP gang once and we were doing some gang work in Blackburn, we were about 11, we were walking around, you know, just seeing what was happening.
Are you from near Blackburn?
Not far, we could get a bus there. It was like a town that was like half an hour on
the
bus.
I know the leader of Blackburn.
What's his name?
Gary.
Oh, Gary Aspden.
Yeah.
He doesn't live there, does he?
He's my cousin.
He's not your cousin.
Old babysitter, actually.
He just shags trainers, him.
Jules Holland. Him and Jules Holland used to babysit for me.
Yeah, he shags trainers.
I've got new trainers on that.
Oh, they're nice. Very you.
Oh, very me.
Yeah.
You get 35 quid.
That's all right, isn't it?
You can't get anything for 35 quid. Apart from the very classic...
The Reebok.
It's a Reebok workout with a gumshoe bottom, but 35 quid.
That's a bargain.
A bargain.
Be made by a blind orphan in Indonesia. Yeah, fuck them.
Well, they're from Bolton, aren't they, Reebok?
Yeah, but they're not made there anymore. But yeah, they are from Bolton.
You anywhere near Bolton?
Very near there, yeah. I was right near there, right in between Blackburn, Bolton, Chorley.
I thought Bolton was in Manchester.
No, it's in Lancashire.
My mate's a boxer and he was having a fight and he said, yeah, come up to Manchester for the weekend. And then I was like, yeah, come on, boom, 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 we're going to the fight, a few of my mates. And he went, yeah, the fight's in Bolton.
Oh, that's a real letdown,
though. I was like, mate, what the fuck? You've sold me the dream. I can't come to Bolton.
Bolton's not a night out you want to go on. Really isn't. Neither's Blackburn. Well, I was in Blackburn once with the BDP crew.
Yeah, and
we're just surveying the scene, you know, checking out if there's any other gangs that need sorting out. What the fuck's going on here? And then, anyway, there's this old man walking down the street and he was just shouting into the air, going, "Where's some virgins? I want to shag him!"
I think you've told me about this guy.
Yeah, and I never forget him. We couldn't stop laughing. We're like, what a man.
Yeah, what a man.
He wanted a virgin, he wanted to shag one, and that was that. You know, he was prepared to ask for what he wanted.
How old was you when you lost your V-plate?
14.
Really? BDP.
The love of my life, Rachel Duxbury.
Oh, we spoke about Rachel.
Shout out, Rachel.
Shout out, Kate Colgrove-Pope. It was my 16th birthday. I'm waited for, well, you know.
You're waiting for the legal age.
I waited.
Yeah, like,
I waited.
I'm sorry, Kate. It's not legal this week.
It's just the way it happened. It was it was on the cards, and then it was my birthday, so my mum was like, yeah, she can stay. And I was like, all right.
Hello, it's Wayne in the Crew. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
It's a stats-based organisation we run here.
It is, yeah. So we're just looking where you lot are.
We're geolocating you.
You know what? We thought we were big, didn't we, in
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Are we not anymore?
I don't think we are, no. We've lost the nation of Bulgaria.
Well, we do bad mouth them quite a bit.
We do, yeah.
Good.
To be honest, fucking right. I've been to Bulgaria and it's shit. Have you been there?
No.
Terrible country.
One listener in Taiwan.
I wonder what he's making. Listening to it while he makes a tracksuit.
So someone down in Tanzania. There's four people down there.
A little community.
Yeah. We've got worlds in Canada and America. One in Mexico. One person in Mexico.
One little
Mexican. One person in Mexico.
Oh, bless him.
I know, yeah. What a lovely little taco eater.
Sat by the wall.
Yeah, just like going, loving his reverse cowboy. We've got about 5,000 in America and Canada.
Fuck me, sideways.
That's not
wow.
a lot, is it?
That is a lot. What, just 5,000 individual listens?
No, listeners.
That's a lot.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, we've got everywhere. We're everywhere.
England.
Yeah,
the main country of the world.
We've got 65,000 listeners here. That's a lot. That can't be right, because I don't know, this is boring.
Anyway, yeah, this is just interesting for me and you. Reverse Cowboy. Have you ever been to Edinburgh Fringe Festival?
Nah, it seems like it costs a lot of money and wouldn't be that good.
Well, my theory is, did I say this last week?
Sorry, that's Norm Summerton doing a pig noise.
That's old Norm who we were trying to get hold of.
This is what he's been doing when we're trying to ring him.
Yeah, that's why I didn't answer. That's why I reckon he's fucking Todd Lancaster from PJK Scaffolding.
I looked at that Twitter page. Someone's definitely done it. They've made a fake Norm Summerton page because he doesn't follow on. He's not tweeting anyone. He's like, ring me. And he just put Todd's number on there.
Oh, it's not Norm.
I only noticed that afterwards. So basically, someone's just pranked Todd and created Norm.
Bastard name, isn't it? Todd. All right, here's a good question. You're an American, yeah?
Yeah.
Close your eyes, you're an American.
Okay, buddy.
You were born and had your childhood somewhere. Then you had, like, your life somewhere. And then you had, like, your kind of kids' retirement dead life. So you got three stages of life, America. Where are you growing up? And why? For what reasons?
I was born in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, country boy.
Yeah, I loved the sort of corn and grew up on a farm.
Brokeback life.
Was that there?
Would that
no,
be your
no
would that be favoured method of growing up in America?
Being bummed up a mountain.
No, yeah, but you know, like that kind of, because America's so big, right?
Yeah, I want to be on the farm in like Iowa, you know, killing rats and
like line dancing and shit,
catapults. You know,
a nice Republican woman.
Yeah, just like my mum's a really nice woman who makes pies.
I sometimes wonder if that is actually the best life, to live on that farm with the Amish. And you're happy with what you've got and you don't look over the fence. I really do.
Probably.
Do you ever remember that reality show? Like Breaking Amish, it was called.
Yeah. And don't they get like a chance to go off into the world?
Yeah, like they've a little camera crew following them around New York while they like walk about with their mouth open.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think they looked happier before.
You know what I don't like the look of? And this is no respect.
Black people.
No, you're not going to like this. But it's just visually.
Me?
No. That fucking Orthodox Jewish outfit. You know, with the long twizzly sideburns.
Like little turkey twizzlers.
It's horrible to look at, isn't it?
Am I allowed to get them, or is that cultural appropriation?
Both.
But if I want them, they'll also look good.
Both.
Do they not think they get caught up in things like...
Yeah, they must. Surely door. When they fight, they must swing each other. I don't know.
My mate Gillian had a stalker, one of them. It was this bloke. Because they have repressed lives, you know, because...
Yeah, well, they're a bit Amish.
Yeah, they're repressed lives. Like, Hugh, Black. He lived on her road, and one day she somehow like said hi to him, and they started chatting. And every time she was walking to work in the morning, she'd see him peeping from behind a car and go, hiya. You know,
really?
And she'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, that's like me. I literally, for the first time ever, and I've been waiting for this moment, I got fired into on a school run by another mum.
What, fired into me, like hit on?
Yeah.
You're a handsome lad. What happened?
I thought
that was a nice little boost.
That was well nice. I thought I was imagining it. I was like...
What did she say?
Well, she said to me, like, where's Bella's mum? Like, because I always
is
see
she
you.
Dead? Because I want to suck you off.
Basically, if I'd have done subtitles, as she said, yeah. Where's Bella's mum? Would have said, is she dead? And then she started telling me, oh, yeah, because I'm not with his dad anymore. I'm just, like, looking for a good man, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know? And I was like, well, I don't know any good men. You know what I mean? Like,
did you probably panic? I bet you did.
No, I didn't panic. And then I was like, anyway, I'm going this way. She was like, oh, I'm walking up there as well. I live just there. And she pointed to where she lives.
No, she wanted to
honestly,
pop over when the kids are in nursery.
There and then, I swear.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long did you
I
stay
went
there?
Home, grassed her up to my bird. I was like, I've just been fired into on the school run. Yeah. Up the game.
Best way, mate.
Yeah.
Then you've not done anything wrong. Because she's probably working for your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Your girlfriend probably employed her.
Oh, mate,
100 quid. Go and just test him out.
That would have been great, wouldn't it? Yeah. No, well, I passed the
test. Because you went home. You're a good boy and you went home and told her.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I passed the test.
She'd be like, okay, he's not a dog shit bastard after all.
Yeah, it was a tremendous feeling, actually.
Well, you know, it gave you a confidence boost. It gave your girlfriend some confidence in your, you know, your faith.
Yeah.
To her. Faithfulness is the word, I don't know. I'm very tired today. I can't speak or think. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Why am I with a tiredness, fam?
Just a long week, lots of shit going on.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Luke Kelly's asked, have we ever had a pokey bum wank? What's that?
What is that?
Pokey bum wank. Sounds very Hugh Edwards.
Yes, I paid $35K for a pokey bum wank.
I never found that kind of humour funny. What am I, five?
Is it meant to be funny?
Well, pokey bum wank, that's the kind of thing that would make my daughter laugh, apart from the wank bit.
Well, you did just say, I'm just nipping for a wee-wee.
I did, but that's because I'm always with my kids and it's just ingrained into me now to say wee-wee.
I've just Urban Dictionary'd pokey bum wank. To furiously prod oneself in the anus with one finger whilst masturbating viciously at the same time.
I always find that a strange kind of verb, furiously.
I mean, it's funny, isn't it?
No, but you know, do you know what I mean? Like, when you actually break it down, if you was an alien and you said, this is the definition of furious, and then this is how people use it.
Frantically is more what it makes me feel like I think furious. Frantic's more the word.
Yeah. So what was the question?
Have you ever had one?
What, a furious fruity bum wank?
Pokey bum wank. Hugh Edwards' wife, she'd be like, Hugh, why does your duvet smell of poo and sex wee? Have you been having one of your pokey bum wanks again on the internet?
I don't know what a pokey bum wank is, so...
It's when you frantically prod yourself in the arse with one finger whilst masturbating viciously at the same time.
So.
No, I haven't, Luke. And to be honest with you, if I had, I wouldn't be telling you because that's none of your business.
Well, I haven't. And, I am an honest guy. But even if I had, I wouldn't be fucking talking about it when we've got 65,000 listeners in Milwaukee, not Omaha, motherfucker.
Jack Bucky, Tim Westwood, legend or nonce. Fucking nonce. Horrible pea-headed cunt.
No. Neither legend nor nonce. Fool. Let's just remember what this cunt is before he's committed
he's
any crimes.
No, rapist,
he's a fucking fool. No, what I'm saying is, you're not black. Stop fucking begging it. Simple as that, sorry. Yeah. Surely black people must not like that.
Yeah, he's like a posh lad and his dad's a doctor.
From fucking vicar.
Oxford or something, is he, right? Steve Charnock, you're given the power to choose
name,
the eighth.
Good name.
Steve Charnock, he sounds like... Right, who's up front on the school football team?
Yeah,
Steve Charnock.
Do you know what I was just going to say? He sounds like a football coach.
He does, yeah.
How mad is that you said the exact same thing?
He does, yeah, that's weird. Well, we're cosmically linked now. This is happening because we hang out too much. I'm going to ask you this question. You're given the power to choose the eighth deadly sin. What do you select?
Oh, that's a great question. The eighth deadly sin. TikTok.
TikTok, yeah, it's got to be TikTok, hasn't it?
Like, just basically, earring by earring, necklace by necklace, people are sheepishly unclipping them and putting them in a little cupboard and thinking, oh, yeah, I've got away with that. No one's really wearing them anymore. I took names and numbers of anyone wearing a pearl necklace over the last few years. That was ridiculous.
Do men wear them?
Men, yeah.
What? I've not seen this.
Love Island types. Like
I cannot deal with the world anymore.
Honestly,
I don't want to be alive in a world where... I've been banned from Instagram again. The family are on This Morning... noncing around in the tracksuits.
Yeah.
I've had enough, honestly. This is why men kill themselves, because of the family.
One of my fucking mates killed himself last Saturday, one of my oldest mates. Yeah. Man.
Well, yeah, I've had a similar thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah. But there's a lot of men killing themselves out there. Stop killing yourselves, men.
I've got a theory. If you look at it like a graph, over time, the graph of people talking about mental health was very low, and in the last 3 or 4 years, it spiked. Yeah. The graph of suicide was also relatively low to what it is now, and in the last few years he spiked. Maybe we don't need to fucking talk about it all the time.
The talking just, about it is just giving people the idea to go and do it.
Well, if you layer them, if you layer them graphs over each other,
really?
Well, yeah, I'm
that's mad.
You,
no, but I believe you.
It's obvious. I know. Isn't it? More men than ever are killing themselves, and more than ever we're all being told to fucking talk about it all the time.
But talking about it must save some people's lives.
It must save some people's lives, but also it keeps in your consciousness and it gives you
a way
actually,
out.
Do you know what? Well, yeah, that will get me. So many men.
If I didn't have any family, I'd have killed myself ages
ago. Many men feel like a no one. Mm. Well, one way of being someone for a day or a week, or unfortunately, it's about 2 weeks and no more, is by killing yourself.
Yeah, you can see why people do it.
Yeah, but it's only men, man. So this fucking patriarchy's not working out too good, is it?
Well, that's why we need to lay off Hugh Edwards, because he might do it.
Yeah, sure. Right, next.
I'm worried about Christy Seaweed. We've not heard from him. Kenny Evans.
Farming season, isn't it? Kenny Evans is a good name.
He's intrigued about our backstories, band life stories, and condom preference. And there's a lot of questions, Kenny. You're being a bit greedy here. I think I've told a lot about our backstories, really.
Backstories, we're going to drip feed you them over the episodes. If we tell you now, there's...
We've told you most of it. We're just too...
You've got to pay for that shit over the years.
Two idiots who just had normal lives.
The middle question?
Condom preference.
Weird question. Condom preference.
Extra large.
Yeah, exactly. One that fucking one fits. An imported one that fits.
From Japan.
Yeah.
How would you get Chris Rea to fuck off home from your Christmas house party? I'd be like, fuck off, Chris.
That's got to be one of our Americans there. No one knows who Chris Rea is.
Driving home for Christmas.
Yeah, that's all we know.
He drove home once to Newcastle. Exactly, fuck off, Chris.
What, Newcastle?
He's from Newcastle, yeah.
He's not an American.
No,
Curtis.
He's called Chris.
Oh, Curtis.
He talked like that, man. He's like, all right,
I'm thinking of fucking Curtis, bloody Stigers.
Oh, he's a dude.
Reverse cowboy.
Oliver Parrish, more film recommendations, please. I'll recommend one. You recommend one.
Oh, I'll tell you a beautiful film. Slight change of pace. You ever seen The Florida Project?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. It's fucking beautiful film. It's very cheap, low budget. It's like, it's set in one of those motels in Florida.
Right.
And it's just about...
Oh, shit, I have seen it. The vending machine.
The manager's William Defoe.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
And the little girl in it is amazing. Yeah. She's not even an actress, is she?
It's very good. They're like near Disneyland, aren't they?
Yeah, mate, that ending. If that ending doesn't make you
jizz
feel like
pants.
You've got to tell your missus it's a very, very dusty room and that's why your eyes are watering, I don't know what will.
Yeah, it's very moving film, that.
Yeah, great film.
My recommendation would be a film from the 70s called Nuts in May. Have you seen that?
Mm.
You have?
Timothy Spall.
No, it's Mike Lee, Timothy Spall. Yeah, yeah. It's Roger, someone is the main guy, and Alison Steadman. And it's like two sort of new age vegetarians who go camping in Dorset. And they're very uptight vegetarians. And it's a really subtle comedy. It's extremely funny. And yeah, they go to the countryside and it's just like what they get up to and the people they meet. But it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's Mike Lee.
I struggle watching really anything... any earlier than that.
Right.
Because I just don't like the picture quality. It just feels like I'm watching a bit of history. It's just, I can't get into the story because I'm looking at that car looks different. And
I like that though. And I don't know why, but like, I'll look at an old film and I'll see like the location, I'll see a street name or something and I'll Google it. I wonder what that looks like now.
I'll
is
tell
it
you
there?
What to watch if you like that. What's that film, Bob Hoskins? Long Good Friday.
Oh, I love that film.
They're on that boat going down the River Thames and it's low rise.
It's just before the docks got developed, isn't it?
It's like the biggest thing is Parliament.
It predicts the sort of Thatcherite wave of development in, because it was like 81, I think, and that hadn't happened yet. It predicts what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're all invested in Canary Wharf.
Yeah, all the gangsters and that. That's right. Brilliant. And he's fantastic, isn't he? I'll tell you what I watched the other day, and I've not watched anything for so long, but I managed to get through this. The Wham documentary. Mm. Have you watched the Wham documentary?
No.
It's fucking great, right? Because when you think of Wham, you go, George Michael, genius, you know, like, fuck. No, you always think, what does Andrew Ridgeley do? He's just like, he's a lucky lad.
Like keyboard.
We would never have had George Michael without Andrew.
Really?
Andrew Ridgeley is like the nicest dude in the world. He was like the good-looking, like, confident one. George was this little meek dude and with acne and stuff, and he gave him the confidence to be George Michael. And then when it was clear that George's star was ascending and he was getting left behind, because he used to write a thing together, he instead of going like, you know, oh, fuck this, I'm leaving, because George was writing all the songs. He just went, you know what, I'm going to quit. And he said, you have to go alone now. He, like, said, you've got to do it. You are a fucking superstar. I'm not.
So set him free.
He did, and he did it with love. And he's an absolute diamond. Watch it. You'll fall in love with
Ridgely. It's a little bit like the BDP set you free, almost like Kez, to fly to London the first time.
To tell our tales, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
There's so many stories that are still to be told. About those harsh streets. Will you follow Blunderfield's latest advice and drink each other's divine protein shake of nature? So drink each other's cum. That's from Alex Edwards. Thanks, Alex.
He knows my answer.
He wouldn't let... What's
his name? Russian Alex Edwards.
Let's call him that. Russian Alex Edwards, get out of Ukraine, you naughty man.
Yeah.
Anyway, will you follow Blunderfield's latest advice? I don't think I will, but I have been considering. I'm quite unhappy in my life, and Blunderfield seems so happy, and I just think, I need to go on this course.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe we could do a little... If we get some more people signed up, I will go on it, the bro bonding course in Canada. I run through the jungle naked. I will let him touch my mushroom. I'll let him put his mushroom into my stink hole. And we'll... You know, we'll just see if I feel better.
What about this new thing there? They're calling the vagina the bonus hole.
I mean, I've had enough.
Reverse cowboy.
Will you follow Blunderfield's latest advice and drink each other's divine protein shake of nature? So drink each other's cum. That's from Alex Edwards. Thanks, Alex.
He knows my answer.
He wouldn't let...
What's his name? Russian Alex Edwards.
Let's call him that. Russian Alex Edwards, get out of Ukraine, you naughty man.
Yeah.
Anyway, will you follow Blunderfield's latest advice? I don't think I will, but I have been considering. I'm quite unhappy in my life, and Blunderfield seems so happy, and I just think, I need to go on this course.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe we could do a little... If we get some more people signed up, I will go on it, the bro bonding course in Canada. I run through the jungle naked. I will let him touch my mushroom. I'll let him put his mushroom into my stink hole. And we'll... You know, we'll just see if I feel better.
What about this new thing there? They're calling the vagina the bonus hole.
I mean, I've had enough.
So for the shaggers, for the good people, for the people who put their hand in their pocket and help us create this fucking audio magic, we're doing a karaoke night, August the 11th, mystery location, details on the Patreon. Sign up, fucking twat cunt.
You've got to come.
And sign up to my Patreon as well.
Joe Woodcock is a very good friend of mine, hi Joe.
Right, Joe.
She said, does all right fans let you give him a cuddle now? Is he still uncomfortable about it? If the camera comes out and we're having a photo taken in the pub, I can sort of put my arm around him a bit if he's had like 6 pints and he won't stab me. But he like he goes a bit like, he shrivels like.
Yeah, I naturally recoil, tense up.
He thinks he might be having a gay experience
like
and he gets
snail.
Upset.
If you ever pick a snail up and stare at it, that little shit-ass will just disappear. I'm a bit like that.
His dick shrivels into himself. But he's getting better, he's getting better. You know,
it is, I'm bony. I'm a very bony person.
You're a very slender man.
Very skeletal. I don't want to be squeezed in case I crunch.
Yeah, you get into that age now.
I'm like an ultra marathon runner.
You'll be one of those people who is like, I can't do the podcast this week, I've had a fall.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just got to be careful. Because of me bones.
Reverse cowboy.
So, for the shaggers, for the good people, for the people who put their hand in their pocket and help us create this fucking audio magic, we're doing a karaoke night, August the 11th, mystery location, details on the Patreon. Sign up, fucking twat cunt.
You've got to come.
And sign up to my Patreon as well.
Joe Woodcock is a very good friend of mine, hi Joe.
Right, Joe.
She said, does all right fans let you give him a cuddle now? Is he still uncomfortable about it? If the camera comes out and we're having a photo taken in the pub, I can sort of put my arm around him a bit if he's had like 6 pints and he won't stab me. But he goes a bit like... He shrivels like...
Yeah, I naturally recoil, tense up.
He thinks he might be having a gay experience
like
and he gets
snail.
Upset.
If you ever pick a snail up and stare at it, that little shit-ass will just disappear. I'm a bit like that.
His dick shrivels into himself. But he's getting better, he's getting better. You know, he's not...
I'm a very bony person.
You're a very slender man.
Very skeletal. I don't want to be squeezed in case I crunch.
Yeah, you get into that age now.
I'm like an ultra marathon runner.
You'll be one of those people who is like, I can't do the podcast this week, I've had a fall.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just got to be careful. Because of me bones.
But yeah, that's the questions so far.
Is that all it is?
Well, I've had 20 there.
Yeah, we've rattled through them.
Yeah. What's the psychology behind a dirty old man? Why are these men so unhappy that they're just spending all their money on an arse or a tit?
Listen, a pervert can't be everywhere, right? I'm going to do a course at the Birmingham NEC Arena, and it's called A Pervert Can't Be Everywhere, hosted by All Right Fans with special guests. When you think, when we were kids, there was flashers.
Yeah.
Right, there's no flushes anymore. So what do you think they're all doing? They're all getting their bums out on OnlyFans, you know,
Or they're sending unsolicited dick pics to women on
which
Twitter.
Which is 21st century flushing. People are still horny, they still want to show their dicks on bums.
But that's it. An old man fancying a young boy is a tale as old as time, right? It's just always happened. So should someone's life be destroyed by it? His life shouldn't be destroyed by this. Hugh Edwards, but he's being a dirty old man. There's no evidence that he's committed a crime. There's no evidence that he's hurt anyone yet.
Well, it should be no more destroyed than any
and
other.
His wife might have known for years. She might be fine with it. They might have a sexless relationship, and he's like, I'm gay. But, you know.
Are you sure it's a boy?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because the story's from the boy.
I think you might be wrong, you know.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's a girl. Actually, I should have known. If you're showing your bum, no one ever shows their bum to a girl, do they?
That's what I mean. He's a closet gay man.
Do you know what? It's sad. Why is it sad? Because he didn't have the bollocks. He's not that hard to be gay anymore. It's not like the fucking seven.
With religion,
no, but that's his fault. He's religious.
I know, but
it's not sad. Sad for his wife.
She might be fine with it. She looks like a little boy.
Oh, his wife?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at her.
She looks like Timothy Chalamet with, like, monkeypox.
Yeah, well, that sounds... no wonder he fucking...
Exactly.
Reverse cowboy.
No, but what supposedly has happened? They've had this story for months and months. The Sun and the BBC have already investigated it. And what's happened is Rupert Murdoch was told the Sun, the BBC needs destroying because the BBC is powerful and he didn't want it anymore. And I can't believe Murdoch, he's about 150, looks like Gandhi's big toe, and he still gives a fuck to fuck about. He's fucking about still.
Yeah, I know.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's like, just stop fucking about now, man.
Horrid old cunt.
Rotten little lizard.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he's fucking about. He said, we need the BBC destroying. So he's brought this story out to the Sun. Bring it out now. They've had it in the locker. They're like, right, whack it out now. And it's also because there's that huge thing going on with Boris Johnson's phone, and it's distracting from that. He does a dirty old man. You might be one day.
Oh, I fucking already own one.
Exactly. He's just richer than you, so he can spend $35,000 on it.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I don't want anyone to kill themselves just because they're horny for younger lads. That's what I'm saying. All right, sorry, this has probably been a bad episode, but the mags, it's a free one. But we've not doing karaoke today because...
I thought you were doing it.
Do you want me to do one?
I thought you were going to do one.
I'm resting my vocal cords.
Go on, then.
Here we go. I don't know how this is going to go. Not practiced it. I usually practice for hours.
No.
I had a sulky week, and that's that.
This has been Reverse Cowboy Podcast, episode 31.
Here we go.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see?
This is for Katie.
What are you doing to me?
Ewan's victim.
When you don't believe a word I say. Come on, girl. We can go on together with suspicious minds.
With suspicious minds.
And we can build our dreams. On suspicious minds. So I ran, I know. Stops by to say hello. Would I see your suspicion in...
This is so shit.
Oh, fucking
psychic. Fucking terrible. Right, that's enough. I've done enough. I've had enough. It's been a horrible week. And I hope you all have a horrible week.
Now,
bye.
One quick word from me. Have a good weekend. Depending on what day or week. So, love.
Thanks for listening, honestly. You're a lovely bunch.
You're the best British Elastics, best tramp.
Very nice.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.